This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And during the first hour, we talked about a response to complaint number four that we have received at USA Prepares. And, you know, I talk with John Stattmiller, I talk with Ted Anderson, I talk with the owners of radio stations. And, you know, when Sonny Skidmore calls me from KLID, an affiliate radio station, AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, I love chatting with her. And, you know, I ask her the same question. Are you getting any complaints? No. For years, no complaints. So that means one of two things. Maybe one of three things. Either people who are in have us tuned to their radio station are too lazy to complain, or they agree with us, or nobody's listening. Now, I don't think the third is the case. I think there are plenty of people listening. So I don't think that they're too lazy. I think that they agree with us, and they're glad that somebody's saying it. So Gwyneth, do you have any comments about either the clips that I played? And I apologize for the clips that the speed that was that they were played. That was in slow motion. That is not my voice, and it was not meant to disguise my voice. If you go to YouTube and you type in Vincent Fennelli, F-I-N-E-L-L-I. By the way, that's my real name. And you type in a response to closing the WW2 memorial, you'll hear it in normal speed. And if you go to the response of the Mount Rushmore closing, you'll hear that in normal speed. So it's not like I tried to disguise my voice. That's not it at all. My voice was the same voice that you hear on the radio. It's just that when it was recorded for playback today, there's a setting that you can record it at a different speed or you can play it back at a different speed. Now, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because sometimes on the radio, if you have a commercial, you want your commercial to be, let's say it's a 60-second commercial, it can't be 60 full seconds. Because if it is, your commercial, the last syllable of your 60-second commercial will bang right into the next commercial. So they want commercials to be like 59 and a half seconds. So how do you make that happen? How do you actually record to 59 and a half seconds or 29 and a half seconds for a 30-second commercial? Well, you can adjust the speed of the recording or the playback to make it fit. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what you do. When I record a commercial, what I do is I write it, you know, I type it out in large print, one sentence per line, and then I will record it. And let's say it's 2 seconds too long. Well, I'll look at the gaps in the spacing of the sentences, and I'll just trim until I get to the exact length it needs to be. That's how I do it. Or if it's too short, I either add some more words or I add a little bit more space to give pauses at the right time. That's how I do it. So that's why there is this setting for speeding up or playing back. And since we're talking about this, Gwyneth, let me just give one more piece of information about how radio works. You know, there is a there is what's called a tape delay. And sometimes someone may call and use some language that is unacceptable for airing. A person may use some profanity, maybe a caller. And the radio engineers, like Brad today, has no idea when that might happen. A person may call into any program and just start out with profanity. Or a person may say, hey, Rush, you're doing so... I love what you do, Rush. You're like the best. You know, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't know how to think. And thanks so much. And then lace into profanity. Okay? That could happen. So there's a delay. Well, how do you make up for that delay should you have to cut out a few seconds of profanity before you dump that caller? Well, that's where you can speed up or slow down the broadcast so that it all fits within the exact timing of the clock of the broadcast. So that's why, class, sometimes you hear commercials go faster and faster and faster, or they slow down a little bit. That's why you hear that. Okay? It's because of the delay and the compensation for those few seconds. And how is it done? Well, it's a computer that takes care of that. So there's a little bit about Radio 101, maybe 201. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about our complaint that we together shared?
Yes. Okay. Now, both of my grandfathers were World War I veterans. Okay. My father's father was actually at the Battle of the Somme. And he was at the Battle of the Somme for many, 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 many years. In between medical leave, in between time in the cooler, and such like. Okay. He was honorably discharged eventually because he had tuberculosis. But there were approximately 12 medical episodes, and it was only the 12th medical episode that finally got him discharged, which was the tuberculosis. Okay? He was treated absolutely shamefully by the Veterans Affairs. His widow, he died at the age of 36 of pneumonia. And the reason why he got pneumonia was he only had a half of one lung. The reason why he only had a half of one lung is when he was at the Somme, he got mustard gassed. Okay? His wife was not the recipient of any government benefits. And if it's, you know, the only reason that she did not fall into utter destitution was that her father was a wealthy businessman and her father took her in. Okay. And her father didn't start out as a wealthy businessman. He built his own business. He started out in Shepherd's Bush in London. My other grandfather was in the Household Cavalry. And his uncle was the Duke of Bedford, who was His Majesty's Chief of Horse. All of these are checkable facts. His name, my grandfather's name, was sometimes registered as William Jesse Long, sometimes registered as Jesse William Long, okay? But he was named after his uncle, whose name was William Long. And it's a historically verifiable fact. William Long was His Majesty's Chief of Horse. His last duty was at the coronation of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, riding the lead carriage horse. He also was treated shamefully by the military in retirement. He was exported to Australia on a soldier settler scheme and told that he would have a fully set up dairy farm when he got here. He got here and found that he had 200 acres of what the Australians call scrub, which means eucalyptus forest. In this case, it was Jarrah Forest, that's J-A-R-R-A-H, which is a type of eucalyptus that has the proportions of a redwood tree, okay? And that was, he was required to clear that forest in order to turn it into farmland, and the soil wasn't any good anyway, and after 14 years, he was forced to walk off. And by the way, he was told that he was getting given the farm when he was in England. When he came out to Australia, he found that he had a mortgage on the farm, that they had given him a mortgage, which he was expected to pay off. Now, you know, the military has an atrocious record of mistreating their own veterans. The government has an atrocious record of mistreating their own veterans, okay? They get the military trainees, the soldiers, they do set them against innocent civilians all over the world, and they wonder why these innocent civilians frequently take up arms just to defend their own lives, their own farms, and their own properties. They wonder why people don't like them very much, okay? If people want their own farms, people want their own lives, their own families, they don't appreciate people coming down their driveway with a gun telling them what to do when they have not antagonized anyone. The soldiers, they go into regular villages all over the world. They molest the woman, they molest the children, they kill the men. This is what they do. And I would challenge anybody in the military to stand up and say they've never seen that happen, because it is so common. And I would seriously doubt any soldier who said that he has never, ever seen that happen. And you know something, Vincent? It's just disgusting. They shouldn't be offered discounts for basically choosing to be the tool of such a horrible, horrible, corrupt system that does that sort of thing to innocent people all over the world. And like I say, I happen to have been on the receiving end of it in this country of Australia. And I understand, most people who are in the military, they sign up and they don't know that this is what it's all about. Okay? And many people who sign up to the police do not know that they're actually signing up for an extortionate cartel. But why should they be offered a discount for whatever if they've got a history of complying with such things?
Hold that thought. I've got two exclamation points and we come back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Jimmy, in response to your email to John Stadtmiller, you're getting our opinions on how we feel about the military and veterans. So I have 2 points for Gwyneth and what you said. First, my father was in the U.S. Army, a World War II veteran, combat veteran. And he was involved in the liberation of the Philippines. Now, Japan conducted what's known as the Bataan Death March, where between 60,000 and 80,000 American and Filipino prisoners were captured and forced by the Imperial Japanese Army as prisoners of war to be in the Bataan Death March. And there were about between 5,650 to 18,000 POW deaths. Those are the estimates. So my father saw the carnage as a result of this, and he was in the liberation of the Philippines. He was not in the Bataan Death March, but he saw the carnage. And he buried some of the bodies. And some of his peers were involved in capturing and imprisoning some of the Japanese warriors. One of them escaped. One of these Japanese warriors escaped. And my dad told me this story when I was young, and I remember it, and he remembered it to his dying day, that our guys caught this Japanese escaped warrior prisoner. And when they caught him, they beat him up mercilessly. And it bothered my father at how badly this Japanese man was beaten by U.S. Army. The mental image I have is a fist fight where the Japanese really took this beating. And they brought the prisoner back alive. It bothered my father how rough we were on this Japanese warrior. But put this into the equation. This Japanese warrior was willing to maim, wound, kill anybody that was an American, and most likely did. But it bothered my father that, you know, it was inhumane what we did to that guy, who was willing to do more than that to us. Number two, I attended a college graduation, and this is where you go into those big auditoriums, and some people sit in the bleachers, and the graduating students and dignitaries sit on the main floor of the gymnasium or auditorium. And group by group, these young people who were about to be graduated were called up, like the arts majors, you know, the people who are involved in drawing and painting and photography and, you know, the arts, graphics design, that kind of thing. They were called up and they got an applause, mild, very mild applause. Then the history majors were called up on stage and they got a mild applause. The computer information technology students were called up and they got a mild applause. The hard science majors, I'm talking about biology and chemistry and physics, they got a mild applause. Then came the recruiting officer for the military, dressed in full military uniform, decorations, brass, you know, the military salad on the uniform. He talked about his students. He got a wild applause. Standing ovation. And when his students came up on stage, they got the same thing. Wild applause. Standing ovation. There's only like six or so of them. Maybe five or six. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So the parents, as proud as they were of the arts majors, the history majors, the computer information technology majors, the hard science majors, they didn't see anything like the applause of their children that these few military majors received. And my thought was, I can't believe it. There's a standing ovation for applause for this guy who put their children in harm's way.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you have a grandson or granddaughter who's thinking of enlisting in the volunteer army because of all the cool travel that he or she will be offered, here's a statistic that you might want to share with that young person. Roughly 20 veterans a day commit suicide nationwide. That's from the Department of Veteran Affairs. That's their estimate. And in 2014, more than 7,400 veterans took their own lives. 7,400 veterans took their own lives. That's about 18% of all suicides in America. Now, veterans make up less than 9% of the population. So something really, really serious is going on with these veterans who are killing themselves at twice the rate of suicides of the rest of us. So I just wanted to share that with you. Yes, the military is pretty rough. And yes, it is a business of life and death on both sides. Life and death on both sides. So for those of you who are looking forward to a war, I'm here to tell you that my father, my grandfather, my uncles were in wars, pretty serious wars, World War I and World War II. And they all suffered. And their families suffered. And my dad was a school teacher and a school principal. And sometimes he would have a great deal of difficulty going to school in the morning as a principal. Because the night before, he would have a nightmare, which was very frequently, many times a week. And I could hear him screaming, "Get the gun, get the gun, get the gun." Because of the horrors of war that he saw. His eyes would be wide open. He'd be searching around, looking all over for the enemy. He was in the bedroom. Sometimes he would just fall out of bed, reaching for the gun. The gun that wasn't there. The gun that was there 10 years before, in the 1940s. So in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, and on, he had these nightmares. They were vivid. Vivid nightmares. He was replaying and replaying and replaying and replaying in his mind these situations, these life and death situations. And often he would fall out of bed and get a black eye because he would land face first. And then he would go to school as the principal with a black eye. It's like, "Mr. Finelli, who did you get in a fight with?" How do you explain that? How do you explain that, you know, today it's called post-traumatic stress, right?
Yeah.
Back then it was called shell shock. How do you explain that to the students that, yeah, you know, you really weren't into a fight? It was you were reliving the horrors of war. I don't know anyone. I don't know a single person who was involved in the military who has seen combat that was not scarred. Not one person.
Yep.
Not one.
I would tend to agree with you. Maybe we should make it clear. We're not actually against combat veterans here. Okay.
No, we're not.
What we're against is a system that is so hypocritical that it bags us for saying that we don't support discounts to veterans when the very Veteran Affairs system itself just is so totally corrupt that they seem to deliberately do things to make life harder for the military veterans. Just
yes.
Like my one grandfather was virtually cheated into coming out to Australia from having an upper-middle-class lifestyle with his wife in the middle of London and, you know, being in the household cavalry, which was about the cushiest military career that you could imagine, really. your combat, your chances of seeing combat are pretty minimal. And yet he went to, they do rotate into war zones around the world in the household cavalry, and he went to Belgium to help, the word is mop up, at the end of World War One, and that's where he met my grandmother. But my other grandfather, of actually having three quarters of his lung tissue removed because it was burnt out by mustard gas, and then getting sent back to the front at the Battle of the Somme, one of the worst military battles in history. You know, it's kind of unfair and hypocritical to then go off at us for pointing out that the whole military system is nothing but a military cartel of armed thugs who these days, you know, other wars in the past, you could argue that maybe some of them were justified to get rid of the likes of Adolf Hitler and, you know, Benito Mussolini and the rest of them and the Kaiser Wilhelm. But you know something, most wars today are basically countries going into other countries with a band of armed thugs so that they can rob those other countries of their own resources, usually mineral resources, but sometimes, you know, just for the fact of, you know, that this country is actually maybe beginning to prosper a little bit too much and needs to be brought down a peg or two. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
It does, and also this makes sense to me. So we have veterans who volunteer for the military.
They have no idea what they're getting into.
Right, and then they get injured. And let's say one of them is injured in combat or training exercise, or somehow is injured while in the military and ends up in a wheelchair. Now, my heart goes out to those. It really does. But how does that compare to a child riding a bicycle who is hit by a vehicle operated by a distracted, careless driver and ends up in a wheelchair? Now, what I was trying to say is there are unfortunately way too many people who are at a disadvantage of one kind or another. And if Lowe's is going to offer a discount to the military because of the potential for injury, what about those who are injured at the hand of someone who is careless, who injures them for life, like a child hit on a bicycle by a careless driver, okay? Or someone who has been blinded at a work injury. A guy volunteers to work at a factory, okay? He volunteers, gets compensated, and something happens, there's an accident, gets blinded. That person is at a disadvantage. So what I was trying to say, and maybe I didn't say it carefully enough, is that there are plenty of people, unfortunately, who are at a disadvantage. And if Lowe's is going to offer a discount to the military, I think they ought to offer a discount to everyone else who is at a disadvantage as well. I am not saying that I'm against the military because I think we need a strong defense. I don't think we need to beat up countries because of our corporate desires for profits. I don't think that's right at all. I think that's immoral. But I do think that there are plenty of people, if Lowe's is in AT&T and all these companies that give these discounts to the military, I think they should offer them to other people as well, or take them all away and lower everybody's prices.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing there. After the Eildon State Forest thing, okay, we were chased through that forest by a menagerie police/militarized police/military that I've described already a number of times. My sons and I were chased through that forest most directly by a pack of Alsatians. Okay, and we fled for our very lives. I had a bow and arrow, compound bow, but we fled through the night to get away from these Alsatians and from these people who wanted to kill us. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And for, you know, for a long, long time, after that, my son, every single day, at the very hour of the day, my younger son, where our chase began, where we first realized there's a pack of dogs on us, there's a, maneuver against us. I would say there would have to have been at least 30 or 40 people in this maneuver, okay? Every single day for at least 6 months after that, my son, my younger son, would go into a glazed-eyed fit where he would just start screaming at the top of his lungs, "No! Get away from me! Ah!" And he would run into the forest, screaming at the top of his lungs. His eyes were glazed, and he did not know where he was. I believe that that was a severe post-traumatic stress disorder type manifestation that he was having, where in his mind he was back in that state forest being chased by those Alsatians. Mm-hmm. And the jet skis, the Black Hawk helicopters, the spotter planes, the tin boats, you know, the aluminium boats.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, Light Wet Wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So in response to Jimmy's email to John Stattmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting, we've been talking about for almost 2 hours now, I hope Gwyneth and I have clarified our position. We are pro-veteran, but we're not in favor of special treatment for special groups of people unless all disadvantaged groups receive those same discounts. Now, some people may say, well, Vinny, how'd you handle the Get Prepared Expo? You gave discounts. Yeah, and here's how I did it. I said on the air many, 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 many times, if you need a scholarship to the Get Prepared Expo, just tell someone at the gate, and I will buy, I'll pay for your entry to the Get Prepared Expo. So if anyone feels he needs it or she needs it, I'll pay for it. And so what was an extreme situation? Well, one of our class called up and said, hey, he'd like to come to the expo, and he needed a pass. I said, no problem. He said, and his wife needs one too. I said, no problem. And he said he had 7 children. And I said, no problem. And they all showed up at the expo, event after event after event after event. And I paid for all of them. Why? Because he said he needed it. That's fine with me. I didn't say prove it. By the way, show me your income tax statement. I mean, show me your pay stub or your lack of one. He said he needed it, and so did some others. And I bought their tickets. As simple as that. As a matter of fact, I told every person at the gate, if anyone asks for a scholarship, give it to them. No questions asked. None. We're going to believe everyone that wants one and give it to them. No questions asked. Which is exactly different from Lowe's giving special treatment to special groups or a special group.
Yeah.
So that's how I handle it.
I don't see anybody lining up to give us special treatment, except of the most negative kind.
By the way,
I'll mention something on air, by the way, with regards to special treatment. Okay? Mm-hmm. the last few weeks or maybe couple of months, now and again, okay, I probably spend in excess of 90% of my time at home, okay? I might go out one day a week or one day a fortnight. And we live on a rural, fairly remote, given that we don't have a motor vehicle, we live 20 kilometres from the nearest small town of about 900 people. We have been having flyovers with Black Hawks over our property. The most recent one, there were 5 Black Hawk helicopters flew just to one side, actually, not straight over the top, but just to one side of our property, one after the other. And probably at around about 500 feet altitude, okay? And they were flying, you know, not overly fast, not overly slow. They weren't circling, they weren't hovering or anything. They were just on their way somewhere. But I think that it's really interesting. The last couple of months, we've been maybe getting a Black Hawk flyover once every week or two. I think that that's really, really interesting. It hasn't just been, you know, my sons have seen them, I've seen them. I can't think of any reason why they would be doing that unless they were on their way somewhere, maybe to harass somebody else who is fleeing through a state forest to get away from them. You know, I don't quite know what's going on there. I view them, of course, with suspicion. I'm not afraid of them. I'm curious as to what they're doing.
Gwyneth,
but
let me
think I'm likely to get any answers anytime soon.
Right. Let me just, you talked about Alsatians.
To the class.
You talked about Alsatians during this broadcast. Class,
yep.
In the United States, we know them as German Shepherds. They weigh, 66 to 88 pounds. And imagine having a pack of German Shepherds chasing you. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with me today and sharing your thoughts.
Have a great day, won't you?
And you too.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.